All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Final segment tonight, Hobble and Frank. And right now, Frank is going to go to the LeClaire Ryan play of the game from Saturday's football game.
Well, in this instance, we're going to call it player of the game. And we want to thank our good friends at LeClaire Ryan. We've selected Cavalier punter Alec Vazenelik, a local product from St. Christopher's School. He was filling in for the injured place kicker, Ian Fry, who's out with a hip flexor. Anyhow, he only made 2 38-plus yard field goals, 3 point-after touchdowns, and he was averaging over 45 yards a punt. On top of that, last week, Alec was named the Ray Guy Punter of the Week nationally, and I thought his performance on Saturday was even better.
Tell me, Alec is a sophomore? What year is he?
No, he's a junior.
Junior, but still coming back for another year.
Yeah, he's got a cool nickname. I think he's they call him six-pack or eight-pack because he does so many sit-ups, and he's pretty cut.
Ah, well, good.
Anyway, great young man, and I know his parents, and I think it's very exciting that he's playing so well, and I wish the rest of the team would imitate him. Anyway, we're going to go to Chris Sill right now with the Olympic Sports Report.
All right, guys, men's cross country finished 8th at the Notre Dame Invitational over the weekend. Men's soccer routed Pitt 5-0 on Friday night. Field hockey, the number 4 women lost to number 5 Syracuse on Friday, but they earned a 2-1 win at number 12 Albany on Sunday. Women's tennis, Julia Elbaba won the singles title at the ITA All-American Championship this past week. And that is it.
So men's soccer is rallying, and Coach Gelnevich has got some pressure on him these days. Women's soccer is number 1 in the nation, is off to a tremendous start in beating the stuffing out of most everybody.
Nicely done there, Mr. Maloney. David Sloan, not to correct him, he called it the girls' soccer. I think the official title is women's soccer.
It is women's soccer. Next week's show, we have former UVA quarterback Gene Arnett, in theory. We're hoping to bring him back. He was a great guest last year. We want to bring him back. We've asked for Coach Linda to join us, and we're waiting for confirmation from media relations. And apparently it's hard to get him on Mondays because he's also got his own coaches show that night with Dave Kane up in Charlottesville. But we're hopeful. We got Coach London last year. I'm hoping we can bring him on. We've also asked Chris Horn of the Sabre to come in and give us a recruiting report, and also Dr. David Nediff at 6 o'clock to do our injury report. Always 6 o'clock, Monday night, who's talking? All right, we got 2 minutes, Hobbo.
How about this Saturday, Pitt at Virginia Tech? Do the Panthers have any chance down there in Blacksburg? Tech is starting to play well, and they cracked the top 25 this week.
I think Pitt, unless they can bring all those players back from 2 years ago, doesn't seem possible. But you never know. That's why they lace them up and they play. Tech will be favored probably by 10 points.
And it's a noon game, too, yeah. It's a different environment.
That might favor the visitor.
We'll go down the ESPNU triple header. Pitt at Tech at noon, Virginia at Maryland on ESPNU at 3:30.
Crucial game. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to predict Virginia wins, let's say, 17-13, assuming that Maryland's quarterback, C.J. Brown, cannot play. He got beat up a little bit against Florida State.
Yeah, I think he's day-to-day.
Pretty much the psyche of their team has got to be rattled. They lost 63-0. Go ahead.
I'm discouraged my Pirates lost today, so I'm picking Maryland 27-17.
Jeez, Eeyore.
All right, who else?
And then another big game, interesting, Georgia Tech goes to BYU, the third game of the ESPNU triple header. Can Georgia Tech beat BYU out there in Utah?
I think BYU is going to treat them like they did Texas, because people go out there and play that high altitude against that crazy fan base. And
BYU is a good football team.
They're good.
It was a great win, and we're kind of wasting it at this stage.
All right, we got about 30 seconds.
All right, don't forget, as you said, Gene Arnett next week, Dr. Nediff, and Chris Horn, and hopefully the Hoos find a way on Saturday.
UVA plays at 3:30 this Saturday against Maryland. Also, Alec Vazenelik, I've just been told, is going to be on the coaches' show tonight on AM 1140 AM WRVA after 7 o'clock.
So tune in over there. In the meantime, go Hoos this weekend.